Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Matthew Berlinski and I'm a freshman at Arizona State University, this year wrapping up my first semester. Today we will be exploring the importance of a healthy exercise routine to boost mental health. More specifically, we will investigate what are the most beneficial and accessible exercises that you can do to maintain your mental health. I will be diving into studies that have been showing the correlation between mental health and exercise. I also will be focusing on the importance of mental health while living in a college lifestyle and how exercise will play into a college student's everyday routine. I can relate to this topic of exercise and mental health personally because over the past year I have been lifting weights to get in shape and put on more weight. Through the process of me building a routine to work out 5 days a week and start getting into better shape, I noticed something. My physical appearance started to change, but the greatest change I felt was the new mindset I was adapting and incorporating into my everyday life. The more I worked out, the easier it became for me to wake up in the morning and get on with my day. My mentality changed, putting more focus on perseverance as I grew and continued to develop this routine of getting exercise almost every day. Going into college, the accessibility decreased due to COVID restrictions. So for the first couple weeks of college, I had to play sports in order to keep that routine up. All of the active students at ASU had the same idea, creating many opportunities to connect with people around campus. Sports personally helped my mental health because it made me look forward to exercising and getting healthier, putting me in a better mindset for the day. I've experienced the positivity that exercise can bring into someone's life and the effect it has on your mental health, and that's why today we are looking at the scientific facts behind exercise and mental health. Now getting into the scientific facts on mental health and exercise. According to an article published in April of 2020, given the demonstrated dose response associated between inactivity and poor mental health, self-harm, and suicidal attempt, there is a need to facilitate college students to become more physically active. This article tested effects that frequency, duration, and level of intensity had on the subject's mental health. After conducting their experiment, they realized that the frequency had the biggest impact of the three aspects tested. Duration and intensity still had a significant impact in the experiment, though. This led them to their conclusion of the necessity of exercise among university students to prevent depression and bad mental health. This study is a good example of why us college students need to take time out of our day to focus on getting our mind and body prepared for the week. The more often we exercise, the more often we will find our mind in the right place to deal with these obstacles. Exercise improves your mental health, but also improves your physical health alongside it, helping you in the long run. You may be thinking, what exercise can I do to achieve these results? Well, in a 2020 study reported on the frontiers of psychology, it stated that the effects of regular aerobic exercises on self-reported depressive symptoms can be as strong as those of psychotherapeutic or psychopharmacological depressive treatments. This study focused on further investigating the difference between the variety of exercises that you can do throughout the day. They settled on aerobic being the most effective on your mental health. Aerobic exercises are ones that build your cardio, such as running and swimming. These exercises take a good portion of your time and energy, so to fix that, there was an exercise program laid out for college students. This program focused on allowing students to engage in low to moderate intensity workouts despite their overscheduled working days. This enhanced the participation of university students who were less motivated to engage in regular exercise. So it sounds like these exercises were mainly done in front of the TV, watching an instructor do a various number of cardio exercises. This seems very beneficial to a college lifestyle because the video can fit into everyone's schedule. All they have to do is set some time aside for working out. In an article titled, "Increasing Exercise's Effect on Mental Health," exercise intensity does matter. It states higher intensity should be recommended to promote beneficial effects on neurocognitive functions. We previously recognized the importance of frequency and consistency with workouts to improve mental health, but this piece of evidence focuses on the intensity. It was proven that these higher intensity workouts have a more positive effect on your brain and can benefit you more in the long run. This is an important aspect to keep in mind as a college student just beginning to work out, and knowing the harder you push yourself to improve, the greater the results will be in the long run. We've been discussing the importance of having strong mental health, especially in college, but another impact exercise has is improving the brain's cognitive function. An article published by the National Library of Medicine in July 2018, it says many exercises related improvements in cognitive function have been associated with local and systematic expression of growth factors in the hippocampus. This is incredibly relevant to the average college student because the hippocampus is in control of your learning and memory. Training these areas of your brain will allow you to perform better in your academics and succeed in your work. The easier time us college students have passing our classes will relieve the stress by a significant amount, improving our mental health. We can see the positive correlation between exercise and mental health and the benefits it could bring to everyday struggles of the average college student. All you guys have to do is start a routine and stick to it, taking advantage of the cardio-specific exercises. Get out there and exercise. Do it for your mental health.